President Trump's tough talk about Mexico is not helping Mexico's president. It's giving a boost to one of his opponents, though, a left-wing populist candidate, as Carrie Khan reports.
Andrés Manuel López Obrador is no newcomer to Mexico's rough-and-tumble politics. He's very well-versed in appealing to Mexico's poor and working class.
Vamos a acabar con esa corrupción. Van a cambiar las cosas.
At a recent rally in one of Mexico City's poorer suburbs, López Obrador told supporters that he will end long-standing corruption in the country, return stolen riches to the poor, and bring about change and make Mexico better than ever. López Obrador's presidential stump speech echoes much of those of Mexico's newest nemesis to the north. He promises to bring back jobs and stand up to foreign investors. But López Obrador gets the biggest applause when he goes after President Trump directly.
Este presidente Donald Trump arbitrario.
This Donald Trump is erratic and arrogant, says López Obrador, and we won't allow his wall or mistreatment of our fellow migrants in the U.S. His willingness to publicly berate Trump has boosted his standing in the polls. He now leads among probable presidential candidates, including those of the current ruling party, whose chances have been hurt greatly by President Enrique Peña Nieto's weak response to Trump. It's still more than a year away before Mexicans go to the polls, and López Obrador hasn't officially declared his candidacy, but there is no doubt he's running. He's consistently on the campaign trail, holding rallies nearly every day, including several stops this week in the U.S.
Eso es Morena. Todos tejiendo juntos y con esperanza.
His leftist Morena party runs nonstop radio and TV ads showing off a remade López Obrador with a softer, more positive tone than past campaigns where his critics labeled him too bombastic and egotistical. Political science professor at the Colegio de México, Sergio Aguayo, says Trump and López Obrador have similar populist appeal.
Both are rebels, but of a different sort. And it will be fascinating to watch the interaction among both of them.
Throughout his decades in politics, López Obrador has long cast himself as a political outsider and staunch nationalist. But unlike Trump, López Obrador lives a modest and austere life. As a popular mayor of Mexico City from 2000 to 2005, he famously rode around in a Nissan sedan and handed out cash to the poor and seniors. In 2006, he lost his first presidential bid by less than 1%, blaming massive fraud for his defeat. Tens of thousands of supporters demanded a recount of each ballot box and vote, like this crowd chanted while blocking Mexico City's main streets for weeks, bringing the heart of the capital to a standstill until López Obrador finally conceded. 6 years later, after another loss, this time by a larger margin, he once again cried foul and brought supporters out into the streets. But these days, his crowds are much smaller. Housewife Antonia Ledezma isn't deterred. In an echo of many U.S. voters last year, Ledezma says Mexico is ready for a change. She says we have to have it and cannot wait any longer. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Mexico City.